And welcome to the 14th annual choral tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We gather tonight to pay tribute to one of the most vital and influential leaders of the modern era. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. led a life of courageous and selfless devotion that forever changed the fabric of American life. From the boycott of the Montgomery buses to the Selma Voting Rights March, to delivering his I Have a Dream speech right down the street at the Lincoln Memorial, Dr. King's actions have affected our daily lives, perhaps more than any other figure from the 20th century. Though his actions were great, his message was simple, that with nonviolence and, more importantly, love, there is very little that cannot be accomplished. That message redefined America during the civil rights struggles in the 1960s and can still be the guiding force today as each and every one of us continue to create the America he envisioned and that we all want. I know that Dr. King would be very pleased that his words and spirit still echo across today's landscape. For his vision of America built on equality, respect, and more importantly, love, is the challenge he issued to America over 30 years ago. And it is this challenge that keeps the dream alive and keeps us all still believing. In 1968, when Dr. King was assassinated, many people struggled to express their profound emotions. The Choral Arts Society sought to honor Dr. King in song. And on the anniversary of his assassination, it premiered a work that it commissioned in his honor. This began a tradition of giving annual concerts in Dr. King's honor, involving the Choral Arts Society and various other performing ensembles from the Washington area. And in 1989, to celebrate the establishment of the Martin Luther King Jr. National Holiday, the Choral Arts Society established the annual choral tribute to Dr. King here at the Kennedy Center to help affirm and promote his message of hope, respect, and equality. To begin this evening's program, it is my pleasure to introduce the co-music directors of this evening's choral tribute, Orphelius Paul Gatling and Dr. Barbara Baker.
You know that I've been changed. angels in heaven don't sign my name.
If you don't believe that I've been redeemed,
you know the angels in heaven don't sign my name. Judged. Oh, no, I've been
Dr. Martin Luther King was a man who always saw the potential in human relationships. He sought to refashion the broken bonds that existed between people, communities, and more importantly, races. One night while returning to Atlanta from this great city, Dr. King was moved to write these words. I would like to deal with some of the challenges we face today in our nation as a result of the American dream. We are challenged to really believe that all men are created equally. And don't misunderstand that. It doesn't mean that every musician is equal to Beethoven. What it does mean is that all men are equal in intrinsic worth. And we must never forget this as a nation. There are not gradations in the image of God. Every man from a treble white to a bass black is significant on God's keyboard. And so, if the American dream is to become a reality, we must work to make it a reality and realize the urgency of the moment. Now is the time to make the United States a better nation. Love is the only way. Here in America, I hope we will see this and we will become one big American family. Not white Americans, not black Americans, not Jewish or Italian Americans, not Mexican Americans, just Americans. The reason we have got to solve this problem here in America, because God somehow called America to do a special job for mankind and the world. Never before in history of the world have so many racial groups and so many national backgrounds assembled together in one nation. And somehow, if we can't solve the problem in America, the world can't solve the problem, because America is the world in miniature. The world is America writ large. And God set us out with all the opportunities. He set us between two great oceans and there gave us through the minds of our forefathers a great creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. We have a dream, and God grant that America will be true to her dream. I feel that Dr. King would be very proud of our next group of young and vibrant performers, for they have taken their love and their singing and carried it with a message past the borders of America and across the oceans that Dr. King spoke of so long ago. The D.C. Boys Choir is one of the premier youth choirs in the nation. From its inception a mere 9 years ago, these young men have performed in venues from the churches of Harlem to the White House and all the way to Paris, France, under the leadership of Eleanor Stewart.
Oh,
Heritage Signature Chorale made its professional debut in May 2000 with the Annapolis Symphony Orchestra. This dynamic group of artists commits itself to preserving performance traditions of African American music. They are unique because they understand the power of passing on knowledge and tradition from one generation to the next. The chorale brings into their community a reminder of a vital historical legacy that might otherwise be forgotten. After all, it is in tribute to the legacy of Dr. King that we are all here tonight. In 1964, while accepting the Nobel Peace Prize on behalf of the civil rights movement, Dr. King left us these words: "I refuse to accept despair as the final response to the ambiguities of history. I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war that the bright daybreak of peace and brotherhood can never become a reality. I believe that amid today's motor bursts and whining bullets, there is still hope for a brighter tomorrow. I believe that the wounded justice of our nations can be lifted from this dust of shame to reign supreme among the children and men of tomorrow. I believe that what self-centered men have torn down, men other-centered can build up. I still believe that one day mankind will bow before the altars of God and be crowned triumphant over war and bloodshed, and nonviolent, redemptive goodwill rule proclaim the rule of the land. Please join me in welcoming the Heritage Signature Chorale and music director, Stanley J. Thurston."
Why not a every man?
Dr. King would have been 74. And what are you planning on getting him for his birthday? That's a good question. Harris Wooford, a friend of his, once asked about the holiday. How do we make this a day on instead of it being a day off? That's another good question. How will we come together to serve the legacy, to reach out to our communities? Well, I think Coretta Scott King had the best answer when she said, "The greatest birthday gift my husband could receive is if people of all racial and ethnic backgrounds celebrated the holiday by performing individual acts of kindness through service to others." We could do that. We could do that. Well, next, we have two choirs joining forces to signify Dr. King's message of service, service through song. The next selections will be conducted by co-music directors of tonight's tribute, Orphelius Paul Gatling and Dr. Barbara Baker. Here are the Choral Arts Society and the Heritage Signature Chorale.
Bye. a day a coming.
Hallelujah!
Isn't it a day a coming?
Hallelujah!
When I leave this world of sorrow.
Hallelujah!
To join that holy number.
Hallelujah!
Oh.
And now for something very special, the world premiere of a powerful composition by one of the most exciting and critically acclaimed composers, Nicholas White, commissioned expressly for this occasion by the Choral Arts Society. Here is Dr. Barbara Baker conducting the combined choirs of the 14th Annual Choral Tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Full Freedom.
Yeah.
Dr. King once said, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. Tonight, perhaps no one embodies Dr. King's message of service more than the honorary chair for tonight's concert, the Mayor Emeritus of Atlanta, Maynard Jackson.
Thank you, everybody. Debbie Allen, let's hear it for Debbie Allen. This is a very moving event tonight. In part, a happy celebration. In other part, it's a reflection and a call to recommitment. When I sang tenor, now baritone, for 4 years in the Morehouse Cup, speaking of tenors, by the way, wasn't that a tenor? All of these are great voices. They're all great voices. I guess it's what's called a countertenor, but fantastic. But when I was in the Morehouse College Glee Club for 4 years, no fraternity or other organization on campus was as close, as soul-binding, and as inspirational as our choral society. The challenge and the thrill of the music wrapped its melodic arms as we were transported in the dark days of segregation through the magical world of music to a better day. This was Martin Luther King's College Glee Club. His spirit was invaded by the chords of power and possibility, so that his great leadership justified and, yes, even mandated this special tribute series by the Choral Arts Society of Washington. And a magnificent tribute it is. I'm deeply honored to serve as the honorary chair tonight of the 14th Annual Choral Tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., whose example led me into public service and America closer to equal justice. Would he believe that we believe? If Dr. King walked in here right now and came down this aisle, would he be happy or would he be somewhat disturbed by the inactivity in the face of the need for continued struggle that so many people have gone to sleep at the switch, snoring, and have the do not disturb sign on the door, getting all they can and canning all they get and then sitting on their cans? Do we really believe when we have fought and died for the vote and then don't use it? Fought and died for power and positions of power and then fritter the power away while home burns? Do we still believe? I certainly hope so. And certainly by coming together tonight, we hope to celebrate and honor Dr. King's legacy of service and in some small way, embody that goal as this evening's performance unites all of these performers in celebration of the life and the message of Dr. Martin Luther King, a message of activism, not passivity. They will join together now for the final selections this evening, and we hope that you will join as well, especially because we are now going to sing a song that I learned in the second grade, had to memorize every verse, had to get it perfect. Please welcome back to the stage Mr. Arphelius Paul Gatling to conduct the combined choirs of the 14th Annual Choral Tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. in Lift Every Voice and Sing. All rise.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are close to the end of our program this evening, and we will ask you to once again raise your voices. As many of you know, on the last day of Dr. King's life, he was preparing to speak at a rally to be held later that night for striking sanitation workers in Memphis, Tennessee. Dr. King asked the organist to play Precious Lord at the rally that night, saying, "Play it pretty for me." Moments later, he was struck down by an assassin's bullet. To honor Dr. King's request, every year the choral tribute has ended with the choirs and the audience singing, "Precious Lord, Take My Hand." These words provide a benediction and a beacon of hope and solace. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. We'll ask you to join in with the combined choirs of the 14th annual choral tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in singing the second and third verses of Precious Lord under the baton of Choral Arts Society Director Norman Scribner. Bring back to the stage the artistic leaders of tonight's groups, Eleanor Stewart of the DC Boys Choir, Sylvia Suma, and the members of the Coyaba Dance Theater. Stanley J. Thurston of the Heritage Signature Chorale. And the co-music directors of tonight's tribute, Dr. Barbara Baker and Arphelius Paul Gatling. On behalf of Norman Scribner and the Choral Arts Society of Washington and all the performers here this evening, thank you for joining us at the 14th Annual Choral Tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. I'm Debbie Allen, and good night.